The following is a talk given on global conflict resolution by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasa Thikari, recorded on June 20th, 2007, in Austin, Texas, USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's with great pleasure that I'm here today with you to address the topic of conflict and its resolution. We live in a world of ever-increasing conflict. A few years ago, we could never have dreamed that the world would be in such state of conflict as it is now. This age of conflict is described, in fact, it is an age of conflict. This is described in an ancient scripture known as the Srimad Bhagavatam. It was predicted 5,000 years ago that at the present time we would be in an age of conflict. There was even a name given for this age, Kali Yuga, the age of conflict. So, how to deal with this age of conflict in such a way to minimize the conflict? Conflict will never be completely eradicated. That is not possible. Conflict is born from everyone thinking that I am the center. You are thinking that you're the center. I'm thinking that I'm the center. They are thinking that they are the center. Everyone thinks I am the center. And everyone disagrees because I'm thinking I'm the center and you're not the center, and you're thinking that you're the center and I'm not the center. Therefore, conflict is inevitable. The only possible way that we can put an end to all conflict is if everyone can universally recognize there is one common center. You see? So this is the actual means for resolving conflict. Here's a graphical example. If you have a pond of water, and I throw my rock in the pond, and you throw your rock in the pond, then from those rocks, as they enter the water, the ripples, a series of ripples will manifest from that spot where the rock entered. My ripples will clash with your ripples, and we will have conflict. But if all of those rocks can go into exactly the same spot, there will be no conflict. So what is the common denominator? What is the common point of unity amongst all living beings? You see, that point has to be understood. If we can understand that common point of unity for all living entities, and we can harmonize ourselves with that common point of unity, then we can actually have true peace and prosperity in this world. We can enjoy a conflict-free world. Or at least, as I mentioned, this being the age of conflict, we can't make it completely free, but at least we can get it down to a manageable level. So what is that science, what is that technique of how to bring conflict down to the minimal point? To bring it to the minimal point, we should strive to completely eradicate it. You see, that is the way to go. You should always strive to completely eradicate conflict, and that way you will come as close as possible to minimizing it. I mean to say, in that way you will minimize it as much as it possibly can be minimized. So we should always strive to completely, 100%, wipe out all conflict. So how will we do that? What is that common central point for all of us that we all have an interest in that will benefit all of us? We all come from the same place. Even though somebody's from America, somebody's from Iraq, someone's from Iran, we all ultimately come from the same place. We all have a common point of origin. Some people call that God. Some people say the origin of the universe. But whether we speak as a theist or as an atheist, you see, we all acknowledge that there's a common source from which everything has come. So that source of our very being, that source of our existence, to be in a state of harmony with that source of our existence, that puts us in a very, very, very peaceful state of mind, a very happy state of mind, where one feels love for oneself, love for the source of all that exists, and love for all that exists. So to reharmonize oneself with that common central point, you see, that is the goal of religion, that is the goal of philosophy, that is the goal of yoga practice, that is the ultimate goal of psychology and philosophy also, actually. If you actually, you take any science to perfect it, you have to come to the origin of all that exists. So if we can reharmonize ourselves with that common central point, the source of existence, if you can reharmonize yourself, I can reharmonize myself, then there's absolutely no conflict. So what is that reharmonization process? That we have to discuss now. We see that from that common origin, so many persons are coming. So many persons have emanated from that common source of all that exists. Since so many persons are coming out from that original source of all existence, therefore, that original source cannot be devoid of personality, just like you cannot extract gold from a goldless gold mine. You cannot extract persons from a personless or an impersonal source of existence. So therefore, we can understand that the original source of existence must indeed possess personality. So, to re-establish a personal relationship with that source of existence, that is the actual way to reharmonize oneself with that source of existence. So, in a nutshell, this is the actual solution that will bring an end to all conflict. We all must reestablish a loving relationship with that person who is the source of all existence. If this can be done, it will bring about universal peace. It will bring about a stop or a minimization, at least let's put it this way, to the extent that there is a universal reharmonization through awakening of loving relationship with that original person who is the source of all that exists. To that extent, we will have a world which is absolutely, totally, wonderfully devoid of conflict. So I thank you very much, and may you be successful. Hare Krishna.